Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depp and Rivera lawsuit you inquired about.
Yes, ma'am.
Was this for you or for a loved one?
For my sister.
Okay, was she diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes, ma'am. She just was recently diagnosed on December 30th of 2024.
Okay, are you her next of kin, or is she have a representative attorney or?
No, ma'am. I'm her next of kin.
Okay, did she pass away?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry, you have power of attorney over her.
No, ma'am. She is disabled, though.
She is disabled. Okay, did she have is she able to does she have a representative? Meaning, can you talk on behalf of her?
I can let you speak to her so she can tell you I can.
Yeah. If I can get confirmation that she can speak on your behalf, I can go ahead and continue the claim with you doing it.
Hold on. Hello,
Hi.
Mindy.
Hi. Is this Hi, this
Yeah.
is Cor Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I just want to get authorization that it's okay that she speaks on your behalf.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. So you are your sister's name? What's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Lil Mindy Isaac.
Little Mindy Isaac. Okay.
Yes.
And what is your name?
My name is Summer Caldwell.
Okay. And then so you can just go ahead and fill it out for her, and then she can go ahead and sign it with you as you do it, okay? So
Okay.
again, my name is Courtney. This is on a recorded line, and you do want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then she does not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty they haven't sought legal representation or assigned any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and okay, and then she is a citizen and resident of the United States.
Yes.
Okay, and then she was diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes, she was taking it since 2005.
Okay, and then the meningioma tumor is of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what was her date of diagnosis? Do you know?
12:30 of 2024.
12/30/2024.
Yes.
Oh, so this was just recently. She just got diagnosed.
Yes.
What's her date of birth?
11/4 of 84.
11/4/1984.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second, okay? If at any
Okay.
time we are disconnected, I'll call you from a 949 area code just so you're aware. But I'm gonna hold on one second, Summer, okay?
Okay. I'm still on hold waiting for someone to get on the line, okay? One moment. You're welcome.
Okay, and then did you know anyone else that was injured by Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim that you know of?
No, not that I know of. I was taking it myself, but
You haven't had.
I never had the scan to
Okay.
see if I had anything on my brain.
Okay, and then did she only use the brand injectable Depo-Provera? She was using brand
Yes, ma'am.
name. Okay, so
Yes,
the
ma'am.
injectable that she used was it Depo-Provera sub Depo sub Q Provera or generic?
I think it was the Depo-Provera.
Okay, so she never switched to Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year. She only used the Depo-Provera, correct? She
Yes,
never used
ma'am.
it. Okay, and then you can confirm that use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yes.
You can confirm that there was 4 injections prior to the diagnosis, correct?
Yeah, it was way more than 4 injections.
Yeah. And then she used Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Yes.
When did she start using Depo?
2005.
Okay, and she stopped using it when?
She last took her last injection, I want to say, in December. But then she had started getting headaches.
Okay, so December of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. So what, December 1st, 2024? What, I need a...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
It and was, then in 2005, when did she start taking it?
March.
March what?
I want to say March 1st, when she did her her 4-week checkup after she had her baby.
March 3rd?
1st.
March 1st.
Yes.
Okay, March 1st, 2005, and then to 12/1/2024.
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Thank you for checking. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to double check that we could just do it the way we're doing it. She gave us permission, and then that it's on a recorded line. Okay. So started using it 3/1/2005, stopped using it 12/1/2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then the, hold on 1 second. Okay, can you confirm her gender?
Female.
And what's her marital status? Single, married, divorced,
single.
Or widow? Okay. And then her first name is Lillimindy?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it Isaac is her last name? ISACC or AAC?
ISAAC.
Yeah. Okay. So Little Mindy Isaac.
Yes.
No suffix in her name?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm her social for me?
Hold on. Okay, I'm about to give it to you 1 moment. Her social is. I'm just waiting for it to load because I got it all saved on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
Social is 438-55-3759.
Okay, 438-55-3759.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, and then CaldwellSummer502@gmail is the email, which is your email. And
yes,
then 985-713-8070 is the primary phone number, correct?
Yes.
What's the best time of day to call you, morning, evening, or afternoon?
More afternoon.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
My mailing address is 319 Brocado Lane, Graceland, Louisiana, 70394.
Okay, does she live with you?
No, ma'am.
What's her address?
What's her address? Her address is 1519 Greenville Street, Graceland, Louisiana, 70394.
Greenville Street, I'm sorry.
Graceland, Louisiana, 70394.
Okay. Is that a house or apartment or a unit?
Apartment.
Apartment what?
1519.
1519?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's 1519 Greenville Street, apartment 1519.
Yes.
Raceland, Louisiana, 70394.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then was she getting her Depo-Provera from a doctor, medical staff, or herself?
She was getting it from the medical staff.
They were the one. Okay. How many times? Okay, so four, let's see, 2024. I gotta do the math really quick. 24. 19 times 4, 76. Approximately 76 injections from 2005 to 2024. Do you know the name? Does she know the name of the doctor or medical staff that was providing her the depo?
She started taking it at Chabert's Women Clinic.
What's it
Then she
called?
tried Chabert's Women Clinic in Houma, Louisiana.
Shop Air.
Yes, ma'am. SLMC.
S oh, hold on, you guys, child, SM.
SLMC.
Okay. In LA, Louisiana. Hold on, let's see. Okay. Let me get this. And that's, oops, that's not it. In
They're all part of the auctioner system now.
St. Luke Medical Center is what it is.
No, ma'am. Chabert. It's
How do you
South
spell it
Louis
again? Spell it again.
South it should be South Louisiana Medical Center.
South Louisiana. There we go. Okay, and is it the one in Houma?
Yes, Industrial Boulevard. I don't know the exact address.
Let's see. Yeah, I found it.
She took
Okay.
it there for at least 15 years, and then from there she transferred to the women's clinic in Raceland, and she was getting it at the pharmacy. The pharmacy was giving it to her when she transferred to Raceland.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm gonna go ahead and create a iSearch ticket, because all the providers that I was calling, no one's answering the phone, and I don't want you to be on hold all that time. So I'm gonna go ahead and create an iSearch ticket to let them know that we're having problems finding a PCP for the kids.
Okay, and then do you know who the prescribing doctor was at the first place or no?
The first doctor was Dr. Richard Robichaud.
Dr. Richard what?
Robichaud.
How do you spell that?
Robidaua.
All right. Hold on one second.
So I did get that taken care of for you today, to let them know we was not able to find a PCP.
How do you spell his name again?
They're going to escalate it one more time. Robodaux.
Oh, okay. ROB. U A U X.
AUX. So if in the meantime, if you can see if they have one close to you that you would prefer. Or you can try the one that's on their card. I can try the one that's on their card to see if they're accepting new patients. I could go from there. Okay.
All right. This is not him. Hold on.
I could look for the 5 mile radius. One moment. 5, 10 mile radius. Okay, one moment.
All right, so it's Dr. Richard. It's
Yes, he
R.
passed. I don't know if you go find him in the system now because he passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay, yeah, that's what I saw. Okay, yeah, he died in 2017 or something.
Yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I found him. It's Robichuax.
Yes, I was spelling it backwards. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I was like, well, he passed away. That's totally fine. I just want to make sure that we have the right doctor. And
The
then
on file for you is IVIESOCO at yahoo.com. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm about to email you a couple of providers. You can reach out to them to see if they accept. And if they accept, all you have to do is call back and give them the name and number of that provider, and they can get it changed. One moment.
okay, ma'am, what is the pharmacy name that she used?
Ochsner Pharmacy in Raceland.
What is it called?
Ochsner Pharmacy in Raceland.
How do you
It's
spell it?
Hold on. OCHSNER, Pharmacy in Raceland, Louisiana, is connected to Saint Anne Hospital.
Okay. Found it. Okay.
You did receive that one that I just sent you.
Okay, was her were the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, was it a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
It was, I have it. Hold on. It was the MRI, a CAT scan without, it was a head CT without contrast.
Okay, and then who was the diagnosing doctor, do you know?
It was signed by David Saint Germain Jr.
Dr. David Saint. He's a radiologist. Okay. And was this at Ochsner's Health? Was this at St. Tammy Parish Hospital, or where was she?
Fennian.
St. Anne's? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna send you a couple of more just to give you a couple of options in case they don't answer, because a lot of them haven't been answered. I'm guessing he's still transitioning back from the new year. They have a lot of them that's close, but it's still saying do not. If those don't help, you can always call back in and they can also provide you more, okay?
Does she have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And
Is there anything
then
that I can help you with
who
today?
was the treating doctor? or what type of treatment has she received for the meningioma?
She haven't received none. She have an appointment on the 7th to see a neurologist.
Okay. Do you know who the neurologist is?
No, not at this moment.
They haven't given you a name of who the doctor is going to be or where you're going?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
She's going to Thibodaux Regional to see the neurologist.
Thibodaux.
Is it?
TIB.
If there's nothing else that I can help you with today, thank you for calling Molina Member Services and have a great day. Yes, ma'am. T-H-I-B.
Wait, T-H-I-B.
D-A-U-A. Thank you for calling Molina Member Services. This is Summer speaking. Thank you for calling Molina Member Services. This is Summer speaking. How can I help you?
Okay.
So you have an appointment coming up in four days? Okay, one moment, honey. Can I get your date of birth? One moment, let me reach out to Access to Care. Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
All right, hold on one second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I just have to get all this stuff in. And... She wasn't hospitalized for the meningioma, was she? Or is there any other doctors you'd like me to put?
No, not at this moment.
Okay. Has a... appointment.
One moment, honey. They hung up on me. One moment.
Neurologist. Okay, do you have records of medical records, or you can provide them if needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, both electronically or in the mail. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something fortunate happens to you. Summer, I'm going to go ahead and put you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's Caldwell, right? C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is your primary phone number. And you're her sister, right?
One moment.
Yeah. Take your time. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're pretty much finished. What I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm just going to review everything to let me know everything's spelled and answered correctly. Summer, you're helping your sister, Lily Mindy Isaac, file a claim on behalf of herself. She was diagnosed with a meningioma tumor and does not have an attorney at this time or signed any documents. She is a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And she was diagnosed with a meningioma tumor after a year of using Depo-Provera. She does have meningioma of the brain. Her date of diagnosis was 12/30/2024. Her date of birth was 10, or her date of birth is 11/4/1984.
Yes.
Okay. November 4th is what I meant to say. Sorry. And then she only used the brand name. Did confirm that. She started using approximately 3/1/2005 to 12/1/2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then her first name is spelled Lillmindy.
Yes.
Last name is Isaac.
This is Summer from Member Services. I have a member on the line. She's calling to get a short notice trip. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the social I have is 438-553-759, yes, correct?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm calling to approve a short notice trip for a member that I have on the line. Member ID number is?
Yes, ma'am. It's all correct.
Okay.
510-629-171. My name is Summer. C. Shannon Adams. Date of birth is 5/25/1974. Her phone number is 469-449-4510. Let me make sure this is the correct address on file 111. Is there anything else you need from me, honey?
Yeah, well, once you're done, let me know. You're fine. But yeah, I gotta just, okay. So what's happening now is the system is going to generate some documents for you to review and sign with your sister while you're on the line with me. You can obviously help her do it, but she needs to be the one signing. This is a DocuSign agreement. Have you ever used one before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what you're gonna wanna do is review and acknowledge, like accept the documents. We'll say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to fill the document out. Once you adopt and sign the signatures.
The correct address that's on file.
Man, once you adopt and sign the signatures, go ahead and let me know, and then I will send you the attorney's information, okay?
I need your correct address that they're going to be picking you up from. Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay, I can hold on. Just let me know when you're ready.
Hello?
The lady about to explain everything to you.
Oh, okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I sent you the DocuSign agreements. I text them and I also sent them via email. What you need to go ahead and do is review and sign the documents while you're on the phone with me. Okay?
Okay.
Can you go ahead and open the documents either via text or email? Whatever is easier for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I text them to the phone number, the 985-713-8070.
Okay.
So let me know once you review, once you able are able to pull them up and review them, and I can walk you through it if you need help.
Get on the line so she can give you all the information. Miss Shannon, can you give the representative all the information so I can go ahead and approve your short trip notice? Okay, you can go ahead and give her the information. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I text the documents to the phone number, the 985-713-8070 in a via text.
Yes.
If you can just adopt and sign the signatures and let me know once you're finished.
Okay.
I don't know if she was able to do it, but she... And then once you guys are, she's be able to under, once she's able to sign the documents, let me know and I'm going to send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay. The documents should be signed.
Okay. Okay. And is your sister there really quick?
Yeah, she should be here. Mindy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see the documents are signed and completed?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what's going to happen is I'm gonna send it to this direct phone number, the attorney's information. Moving forward, you're going to want to remember this is going to be a legal contract between you and the law firm. So it is really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they represent you. And then also, okay. Ms. Isaac, my heart goes out to you. I hope that this, you know, works for you and you get the compensation that you deserve. Also, the phone number I'm going to text to you, you want to keep an eye out for that phone number. That's the attorney's number that will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me today?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then, Summer, did you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll tell her I will go ahead and send the phone number. I will send the information to that phone number, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.